And this is New England Public Media. I'm Mike Lyle. Home buying and selling slowed down in the early days of the pandemic, but realtors in Western Massachusetts say the market has picked up. Among those looking to move into New England's more rural areas are city dwellers who felt hemmed in by the lockdown. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
So there's a screened-in porch here, and then this is like a sun porch.
Dana Nestor and his wife Nina Fernandes bought this old farmhouse in Northampton, not far off Route 66, with two barns, after living for years in a Brooklyn apartment.
I can be out in the yard all day and do my thing and not have to worry about anything, which is not something that I could do in New York. I mean, our neighbors were within 6 feet of us.
Yeah, people would be playing soccer next door.
Before COVID, space didn't matter as much because they spent much of their time outside their New York apartment.
Your local bar is your den, you know? The restaurant is your kitchen table. So it's just not as big of a deal when you don't have a shelter-in-place order.
But in the spring, after weeks of pandemic living, they decided it was time to move. Nestor could work remotely for his job at a New York foundation, and Fernandes had been planning to go to UMass for graduate school. I called a realtor in Western Massachusetts who sent a link to this farmhouse. Nestor managed a trip north just before the city locked down.
The second I got out of my car, I kind of knew, like, this is perfect for us.
This kind of story is playing out across Western Massachusetts.
Everybody has more clients from the cities.
Julie Roston with Goggins Real Estate is based in Hampshire County. She opens up a spreadsheet of her current home shoppers.
Four, five, six from Boston, two from New York City, and one from the Bay Area. And they're all COVID related. You know, it was like a good time for them to get out of the city.
Beginning in May, there was literally an explosion in the market.
Chapin Fish co-owns Brockman Realty in the Berkshires, where he says the market is always driven by New Yorkers, but this year it's over the top. The Massachusetts Realtors Association says Berkshire County house prices in August were up 30% compared to last year, and sales up by 35%. Chapin Fish says most properties are under contract in a matter of days, partly because there's a serious housing shortage.
Homes that maybe had not sold for a year or two were all of a sudden selling.
We actually bought this house, sight unseen.
Asher Pangiris used to live in Western Massachusetts, but moved to New York for more professional and social opportunities. She and her partner had a large apartment near public transportation. It was easy for her 11-year-old daughter to get to school, to see friends.
Like, the whole thing kind of felt very exciting, but also, yeah, doable. And then COVID hit and it stopped feeling doable.
Pangiris felt especially nervous in public since she's immunocompromised. Both Pangiris, a therapist, and her partner, a lawyer, can work remotely with New York clients. So in the spring, the realtor found an old farmhouse in Amherst on its last day on the market. They took a virtual tour and put down an offer. Compared to New York prices, Pangiris says it felt inexpensive for the amount of space.
Like, my daughter has a swing in our kitchen now, you know, where she can swing around and, like, you know, there's just things we couldn't have in the city. A yard, access to nature.
Even though stories like this are abundant, some people say it's too soon to declare a bona fide trend. Outside of the Berkshires, the Massachusetts Realtors Association does not show nearly the same rise in prices or sales in the other western counties. Sue Drum is president of the Realtor Association of the Pioneer Valley.
We are seeing a little bit of a migration, but nothing that the data is really pointing to being any sort of a surge.
Drum mostly sells homes in Hamden County, including Springfield and Longmeadow. Most of the pandemic-related house shopping she's seeing are local residents looking for more space to work from home or homeschool their children.
You know, it's still a little too early to tell how the pandemic is going to affect the real estate market as far as people relocating out of those busy cities. Until these larger companies decide whether or not the remote work is going to continue.
For now, with housing inventory down and interest rates low, Drum says buyers are eager. But in general, the realty field doesn't know where they're coming from.
We really don't have a way of tracking that other than by word of mouth.
That said, new Amherst resident Asher Pangiris does see a migration trend, at least in her social circle.
I have like three friends who've essentially relocated from the city to this area during this time. And they had been living in New York for a very long time as well.
They often all get together outside in someone's yard and talk about how they never thought they'd ever make this move. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.